We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Another episode of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where I try to figure out how I'm still single, even though I will not. No, I want to be eaten out. I was going to say, even though you don't have to eat me out, but like you absolutely have to. Even though that's it. I don't know. I can't think of anything today. My guest today. Okay, I went on your IMDb. You were a child actor and I had no idea. Yeah. You were on Full House. Yeah. Fiona Landers! Yeah.
I'm so sad that that's like, I went on your IMDb and figured out that you survived being a child actor.
I didn't know. I had no idea. That's wild.
Yeah. It's it's probably why I'm a funny person and a good writer, but maybe not.
Maybe
some acting baggage.
What was that like? What are other child actors like? Because I've interacted with them, and they're very precocious, and they're curious. You guys are a curious creature.
It's not good. I think there's like a lot of damaged.
Yeah.
People.
I was in a scene with a group of children, and by group I mean three, but more than two is too many.
Yeah.
And I like fucked up a line and I like looked at him and I was like, fuck. And I went, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I didn't mean to scream that word at you. And he looked at me and he said, I hear worse on a daily basis.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, no. What does that mean?
It's sad.
But he was like, none of them were fazed by it.
No.
And the moms on set were not fazed by it.
No.
It was very interesting. How long were you a child? When did you give up child acting? When you became an adult?
I know. It's like, I've had to do a lot of work in therapy to be like, I'm separating what I was as a child actor and then now doing it, having a different career. But my parents are both actors and and they didn't push me to it, but like, I kind of fell into it.
Oh, no. My phone isn't on silent, and this is my ringtone. It is the full song of Livin' La Vida Loca by
God.
Ricky Martin.
That's amazing.
I am the most ridiculous person.
Oh,
I'm sorry. So your parents were actors.
Yeah, they were actors. And I just, like, they were doing a musical, and the little girl who was the star of the musical was actually Elizabeth Moss.
Oh.
And she booked a movie, and then
Was it Escape to Witch Mountain?
don't know.
That's honestly the only credit I would give Elizabeth Moss. If she was a guest on my podcast, I would say, you know her from Disney's Escape to Witch Mountain, yes, Elizabeth Moss.
Exactly.
Because that's the credit that's interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I just like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like a little bit like I grew up in the circus, mm-hmm. a little bit, where it was just like everybody performs and everyone does that. And then I probably like in middle school, I stopped mm-hmm. and was just like, I can't do this. But my parents were also cool. They weren't like that much of stage parents that were like trying to drag me to like a lot of auditions. Mm-hmm. They were just like, if you want to do it, do it. My dad was, I don't know, my dad is a long story, but mm-hmm. My dad was like, I remember one time I wanted to go to the movies, but I had an audition. He was like, do you want to be in the movie or do you want to go to the movie? And so it's like, it gets summed up in that, where it's like, uh-huh. that's not good for children.
No, but yeah. Also that is wild.
Yeah.
Because as a kid, I'd be like, well, I don't know, can I do both?
And you should be able to uh-huh. do both.
So are you now a single woman or are you dating?
I'm a single woman, yeah.
Are you dating?
I'm not trying hard, but I have dipped my toe in.
Fair. Yeah. Are you on the apps?
No.
No.
No. So I'm not.
So how are you dipping your toe?
Well, like if someone asks me, I'll be like, okay.
When's the last date you went on?
Probably like a couple weeks ago.
And how was it?
It was fine. It was fine. The guy was really nice, mm-hmm. but it feels like a lot of pressure. I don't know. Like even though he wasn't putting pressure on me, it just feels like, I don't know. The way I feel about it is like, I feel like, and this is just me, I'm like, I feel like you're trying to trap me into a relationship, but no one's doing that.
See, that is my thought, but in like kind of reverse, it's I'm going to trap you yeah. into this relationship. Yeah. You are going to marry me.
Yeah.
Every date I go on, I go, like, this is going to be my husband, and it's going to be great. I fall in love so quickly.
Oh my gosh.
Almost immediately, just like upon looking at a picture.
Yeah.
Except lately, I've been saying this a lot. The men have gotten grosser on these apps, and I don't know what to do.
Just like you've noticed, it's noticeable. You're just like, they're
yes,
gross.
Like they're all like, it's either maybe a bunch of uggos have moved to LA and I didn't realize it, or the men, or maybe the good ones are getting snatched up. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So can we, you were married.
I was married.
Are you okay talking about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were both in comedy.
Yeah.
And that's how you met?
Yeah.
And how long were you married?
Like a hot sec. Like, like I was with this person for like a long time. We were like, that's why it's hard. I was with him for like 6 years.
Okay.
But we were only married for about 1 year.
Okay. Yeah. That's more than a hot sec.
I know.
That's like a hot minute.
Yeah, hot minute. Yeah, a hot minute. Yeah.
So when did you decide that you guys were going to get married?
Well, he asked me,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, I was still really unsure, and not even because he's not a great guy, which he is,
mm-hmm.
but like, I was just unsure about it. Like, I'm not sure I want to be, I absolutely made the choice to not be married, but I don't know if it, uh-huh. I don't know. I met this person when I was so young,
mm-hmm.
like really young. And then I don't know. I just like changed, and the dynamic I think I wanted mm-hmm. was no longer, you know, I grew out of it.
I do think it's very interesting that our society puts so much pressure on women getting married,
yeah.
having a baby, and then that's it.
Yeah.
That's your destination.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you have to either choose a career or a family.
Yeah.
You can't have it all. Which is like one of the things I loved about 30 Rock, where Liz Lemon kept being like, but can't I?
Yeah.
But I think the consensus on that show was she could not.
Yeah. I think it's just like, it is that the demands on women, it's just a lot.
Yeah. And it's not, it's really, it's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
Yeah, I feel like men can be single until they're like 50.
Yeah.
And then they're like a silver fox, and then you're like, ooh, you caught yourself a nice little, you know, silver daddy.
Yeah.
And then when women hit 50 and you're not married, it's like, oh no.
Yeah, everyone feels so sad.
Yes,
for you.
They're
yeah.
like, how many cats do you have? Yeah. How sad are you?
Yeah.
And you're just like, not that sad.
Yeah.
I go in and out of being very sad about being single. Yeah. And then like I was like just in my house yesterday, and I was like, would I give up a career to be in a shitty relationship? And I know it's not like a choice anyone's ever given.
Right.
But I was like, no, I'm like, I wouldn't give up my life to be in a relationship.
Yeah. And that's very good.
I think so too.
It makes you a better candidate for having a good relationship.
Yes. And for a hot second, I was like, ooh, baby, I'm very happy with who I am. Yeah. Everything's great.
Yeah.
But then I didn't go to therapy for 3 months because I was like in and out of town and yeah. then working. And then I did a couple things that I was like, huh. I don't know if your brain good.
Yeah.
Your brain might be bad.
I know. I know. Sometimes when I'm like, I think I can skip therapy, I'm like, uh-huh. no, every time it comes around, I like really need it.
Uh-huh.
It really helps me.
Yeah, yeah, after like 2 months, I went back and I saw Mary, my lovely therapist, and we talked for like a full hour on this like one subject that I was like, I did this thing, but like, I don't know if it was a good choice. And she was like, I mean, Nicole. I was like, okay,
oh my God.
Let's break it apart.
Do we have the same therapist? My therapist's name, her name is also Mary, but maybe not.
Is it on Beverly?
No. Okay. 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 But yeah.
That would be very funny if we were like, oh my God, we share a Mary.
Yeah, we share Mary.
Mary's like this older white lady who's super woke. I love her very much.
That's
I like
wonderful.
Loved her immediately. Like
yeah.
we had one session. I like sat down. She was like, so, and I was like, my parents are dead. And then started sobbing.
Oh my gosh.
And she was like, okay, I see you next week. And I said, yes. And every week after, Mary,
yeah.
I need you.
I need you, Mary. I know.
But sometimes you find yourself not telling your therapist everything because you're like, I don't want you to think badly of me.
I mean, it is wild. Therapy is like the most mysterious,
uh-huh.
weird, like even the relationship that comes out with you and the therapist, it's like
mm-hmm.
obviously like magnifying your issues outside of that, just all your relationship
yes.
issues. So the longer you see your therapist, you're like, I have a relationship with this person
mm-hmm.
and she's gonna see all my weird things that I do to people
mm-hmm.
with relationships. That's so wild to me.
It is.
Yeah.
And I sometimes have to write down things I don't want to tell Mary
yeah.
and then look at it before I go see her and yeah. then be like, okay, you have to talk to her about this. Otherwise, you're wasting your time and your money.
Yeah.
Oh, therapy.
It's nuts.
Everybody needs to go.
I mean, I went to therapy only for the first time when my dad died.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was like, yeah, I'm going for grief. Like, I'm going for, it's so funny to be like,
mm-hmm.
when you go to therapy and then you like find out crazy shit just about
mm-hmm.
your life, like all areas of your life. And that was so wild to me because I was like, I came here for grief. Like, what
mm-hmm.
are you telling me about? Like,
nothing else is wrong with me. I'm
yeah.
just a little sad.
Yeah. And then it was like, what are you telling
uh-huh.
me? Like, all the things that are revealed about you. It's like,
can I
so
ask
crazy.
How long ago did your dad die? This is getting real.
This is heavy. We're gonna keep it light.
I don't know. I'm
yeah.
I like going a little dark sometimes.
I mean I am a dark little horse. So my dad died March 2015.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So still kind of recent.
Dude, still very recent. And probably a big reason why when he died is when I was like, I don't want to be married. I don't want, like,
mm-hmm.
It shook up my life so much. And I guess that back to therapy, it's like, I didn't know how much my relationship with my dad, like, had impacted my relationship with all men, with
mm-hmm.
boys and then men. Like, it was just like, that was all interconnected. And in therapy would feel so ashamed by that.
Mm-hmm.
But then now I'm like, no, it makes total sense. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and women get so stigmatized if you have like a complicated relationship with your dad or
mm-hmm.
like, so I'm just like, no, that's wrong. I learned from Mary that, like, we mm-hmm. all have, like, you know, instead of, like, daddy issues or mommy issues, she's like, we all have imprints from our caregivers.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I know.
Imprints from our caregivers.
Yeah.
My Mary says stuff like that, too. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God, Mary, I'm wet. That, like, no,
I'm
so
wet,
good.
Yeah.
I have, like, straight up imprint issues from my caregivers.
Yeah.
I think I seek, actually, I don't think me and Mary have come to terms with this.
Yes.
I like seek out men to validate me because I feel like my dad didn't.
Yeah.
Because, like, my sister, I talk about my sister so much to the point where people are like, is she going to be on the podcast? Like, I'll tell you something. No. my sister's, like, very quiet.
Yeah.
And my dad's side of the family, they're all quiet people. So they're like, ah, you're part of our tribe.
Yeah.
And I was very loud. So I was not part of the tribe.
Yeah.
And they love to point that out.
Yeah.
And then they're also like very thin island people. And my mom's side, they're like a little heavier. And I take after my mom's side of the family. So it was like, I'm loud, I'm bigger. Like, I truly don't belong.
Yes.
So then, like, at home, it would be, like, kind of okay, whatever. But, like, when my dad got around his family, they would, like, he would join the tribe and then be like, why are you so loud? And I'm like, I don't know. You live with me all the time. Don't you remember? It's me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I think I spent a lot of time finding men who are like, I'm like, I'll do what you want, and then you'll like me like
right,
that.
Right,
so it's, but I do try to, like, be who I am when I meet men.
Yeah.
But also I do try to be like a little quieter because I'm like, men seem to want a meek lady who's quiet.
Oh man, it's so wild. That's what is so hard. Like I relate to that a lot, not in obviously like your specifics are different, but my sister was like the golden child
mm-hmm.
and then I would like butt heads with my dad. And I would get in trouble all the time. And, like, mm-hmm. so anyway, like, I think I seek out distant, complicated men and try to, create a good relationship with
mm-hmm.
someone who it would be so difficult with. Because my dad, like, because that relationship was so difficult and, like, and he was so inconsistent. So
mm-hmm.
I almost seek out, like, the inconsistent, kind of chaotic men
mm-hmm.
and try to like and also try to make them be vulnerable. Like that's my favorite thing. Like did you see Phantom Thread?
No.
Anyway,
should I have? Is that an Oscar movie?
Yeah, but whatever. The dynamic, I'm not gonna give away anything, but like their dynamic,
you can.
Their dynamic was like he was a very difficult man
mm-hmm.
and she got him to be vulnerable and I was like, oh, that I do that. Like
mm-hmm.
I see that now.
I don't know how to make people vulnerable. Although, like, I do a thing where, like, after, like, 3 dates with a man, I'll, like, tell him something about myself that usually I don't tell people off the bat.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, my God, I did it. I, like, said
vulnerable.
Something, like, a little secret. Will he tell me a secret back? And if he does, I'm like, ooh, now we're secret friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I just interviewed a boy that I dated, and he was like, I felt like a friendship energy from you. And I don't know. I'm like, maybe I'm too friendly?
What?
I don't know.
But is he also misconstruing emotional intimacy with friendship? Because emotional intimacy, like when you say I'm sharing a vulnerable thing and then he
mm-hmm.
shares a vulnerable thing. Like to me, I'm like, no, that is hot. That's like.
But maybe it's like a friendship thing. We're like, hey, man, I'm sad today. You want to know why?
No.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
That, to me, that's like a really cool, like that builds intimacy.
Maybe.
You know?
I think
maybe
I
not for dudes.
Be,
I don't know.
I think I've been thinking a lot about this and I think I need to be more mysterious.
Yeah.
I think men like to figure out women, and I don't think you have to figure me out.
Oh, I'm the same way. Like, I, this thing happened where I asked someone out, someone in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, you know, and also I'm a big fan. I listen to your podcast all the time. And
oh, thank you.
Yes. And when you talk about people, you know, texting back and forth for a long time, mm-hmm. that creates a false sense of intimacy.
Right? It does.
Yeah. So I was trying to, and I fell into a deep, deep hole with mm-hmm. that with somebody. Anyway, so this guy, I was like, oh, he's single now. I'm single now. Where he's like, kind of like the perfect level of removed for me. Like, we don't hang out. We know he's in our community, but like, mm-hmm. you know, we don't have all the same friends. And I was just like, hey, like, I found out he was single and I was like, hey, do you want to hang out? And he was like, immediately like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, so into it. And then he made a plan and was like very direct about it. I was like, cool, this is great. Very direct. And then he ghosted me.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, what happened? And I think probably he maybe did a little bit of sleuthing on me and was maybe like, oh, I read some personal essays of her, or who even knows? But I was just like, I have shared some deeply personal things, mm-hmm. you know? And it can be, I'm not very mysterious, like, in, you know, and I think that can backfire a little bit for women.
Maybe.
But also, who knows? Who even knows?
Ghosting, why? I think, is so rude.
I think it's really rude. And I was like, does he think I'm doing that poorly in my career that he doesn't think he's going to run into me?
It's like, you're going to see me. We do comedy in the same fucking places. Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Ghosting to me, I feel like you think so little of me that you can't be honest.
Yeah.
Because you're not, you might hurt my feelings for a half a second.
Yeah.
But I never have to wonder about you again because I have my answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're not feeling it, tell me you're not feeling it.
Yeah.
Or like, if you met someone, tell me you met someone.
Exactly.
Or if you're like, Nicole, I think you're just like a dumb bunny. I go, oh no, how do I become a smart bunny? But like, I'm not going to wonder, but I know exactly.
Exactly.
I read an article where people are ghosting jobs.
What?
They're just at a job and then they stop showing up.
Oh my God.
Or they don't show up to the interview that they've set up because the job market is so good right now.
Wow.
Because of my President Trump. No, I'm kidding. I fucking hate him. He's a nightmare.
He is the worst. Yeah.
No, we're having a great job market because it's residuals left over from our actual great president.
Yes!
Bill Clinton. Just kidding. I like Obama. He's good. I miss him. Obama, what are you doing?
I know.
So you're not. Oh, wait, we should take a break. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake.
The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now we're back. What a treat. Okay, Fiona, so you are not on any apps.
No.
Have you thought about getting on any apps?
You know, yeah, it seems like everyone's like, oh, you know, it's just a numbers game and you have to do that. And I was just like, that makes me want to die.
Yeah.
So I have thought about it. It seems very realistic, or like at least you're trying. But like every time I think, I don't really give it I just don't want to.
It is hard.
Yeah, it sounds really hard.
I'm on so many, and at this point, I think I'm paying upwards of, like, $100 a year, or maybe.
Yeah.
Well, like, Tinder Plus is, like, 70 for the year,
oh my
so, like,
God.
Maybe $200. I don't know. So I have, like, Tinder Plus, I pay for Hinge, I pay for Bumble, Coffee Meets Bagel, I don't like. I've talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
I hate it, because you have to gather beans, and I'm like, what is this? Like Mario Brothers, like getting coins and shit. What is it? I don't get it. Or no, maybe that's Sonic. I don't know. Whatever. And then OkCupid has gotten creepier, and then eHarmony rejected me. So
that's
So I answered their full ass questionnaire, and then they said I was part of the 2% of unmatchable people. This is like years ago,
oh
so maybe
God.
They don't reject anyone anymore. But they kept asking like the same question in different iterations. So I was like, what is this?
Ugh.
So I would answer differently.
Yeah.
So maybe they were like, she's a sociopath. So here is my Tinder.
Okay.
And you can look at it.
Okay.
Says I'm 28 because I can't figure out how to change it.
Oh my God.
I'm 30 something.
I love the 32? The noodles. The first picture is you eating some noodles naked.
Yes, a la Kim Kardashian, because she posted a picture that said nude dolls. And I laughed for maybe a full day.
It's very funny.
Ugh, I love it.
Well, you look beautiful. Your hair looks gorgeous.
Thank you.
Okay, and now I'm at the first one. You're holding a drink. You look beautiful again. Just a different of beauty. Oh, yes. And then this one, you're crouching down with like a little Barbie Jeep.
Yes, showing off my ride, baby.
You look fabulous. A great striped shirt and a casual, cool look. And then that's what's so great is like, is it your wig selection? Like,
yes.
They're so beautiful and different in each photo.
Thank you. I do love a wig. And I feel like I should... I don't know, not be upfront. I don't know, let them know that I change my hair often.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. This one is, you're wearing like a little monster shirt, which is great. And you got like a very like, I don't know, you're making a cute like side face. This is the full body, beautiful, a jumpsuit with, or like a bodysuit, a black bodysuit with and then an empty bookshelf, which is fun and great. And your makeup looks fabulous.
Thank you.
Oh, and this is you and your pup.
Mm-hmm.
Your little dog.
Clyde. I was going to bring him, but then he was acting very poorly this morning.
Ah, he's so cute.
Thank you.
And you look great. You have like big, fabulous sunglasses and like a yellow jacket, cardigan, or you look great. And then this is like your face, like a selfie, your face shot.
It's a your face picture, a your fee.
Yeah. Beautiful glasses, nose ring, looking great. This one, you're holding a big iced coffee and a cigarette. Like, you're like all business.
Like an Olsen twin.
Yeah, like an Olsen twin with giant sunglasses. More beautiful hair, great lip.
Thank you. It's my road lip. At home in my bathroom, I have like 50 lipsticks that I used to carry around with me everywhere I went.
Yes.
But then my collection got too big.
Yes.
So then I put like four road lipsticks. So I have like a purple, a darker one, and then a red, and I'll like ombre it.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Looks great. Okay. And then this says, I guess the wildest fact about me is eating cake pays my mortgage.
Yeah. Fabulous. I don't know. I had put like some puns that people were not responding to. So then I figured shorter is sweeter. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's.
That's it.
I think it's beautiful and shows you being beautiful in a bunch of different looks.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I thought it was good too.
Yeah.
But I have yet to meet anyone since changing things.
Yeah.
Although the last message, I got a message yesterday and he said, Nicole, wondering if Nailed It is made for weed smokers. Is it? Mm. I don't know how to answer that because what television show is made for one group of people?
Yeah.
And I get that maybe, okay, I'll answer him.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Just a nice, solid no.
I don't know.
No.
And then this man, David, was messaging me. He said, so he commented on the picture of me and the iced coffee and the cigarette. And he said, you need to put cream in that coffee. I said, no, I don't. I drink it black. And then he said, LOL.
And that's it?
Yeah. I don't know.
They're just all disappointing, right?
Like, more or less, yes. Everyone is kind of just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Who, no one is saying anything interesting. No one asks questions about you. I feel like I missed the golden age of online dating.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's next.
Yeah. I just feel like, I mean, none of them are good enough for you. Like, I just feel like they all just seem... Like, they're just going to, I'm going to think they're a bunch of duds, mm-hmm. you know? Like, you're so cool and, like,
thank you.
Beautiful and funny and, like, you have your shit together. Like, it's just, like, you know?
I try. Oh, I'm also on Hinge. Do you know what Hinge is?
No.
Hinge takes your, like, Facebook friends and then, like, serves you people who you may know
remotely connected
through your Facebook messages. Oh, let's see. This man. Ah, a man messaged me. Oh, wait. Who is? His name is Doug. Oh, wait. This gives you first and last names. This is wild. Ooh. So he said, hey, Nicole, want to smoke each other out and listen to records?
Oh. Is he like a little hipster?
Oh, my God. I just passed away. Who wants to do that in a first meeting? How awful. I don't know you, but let's change our state of mind.
Yeah.
And see if we mesh that way. And then you'll what? Have me listen to jazz? And then you'll like explain why jazz is good?
It would be really great if he was like a jazz guy too. Like, let's have a jazz cigarette and listen to jazz cigarette.
I mean, I'm floored, Doug.
Doug.
Ugh.
It's also like, that's him saying exactly what he wants to do. Like,
yeah. It's just. I mean, ugh. Also, on our first time meeting, you want me to, like, what, come to your house?
Yeah, it's gross. Like,
you're going to trap me in your house?
Yeah. To me, that's also a big reason why I don't want to sign up for the apps. I'm like, ugh. It just sounds like a place for me to meet people who will murder me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so upset.
Yeah.
I guess I liked something that he had written, but I can't see his profile. None of his pictures were loaded. Maybe I liked him. Why did I like him?
Maybe he was cute.
No, I'm looking at his Instagram now. He's not.
Oh.
But hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
Sorry,
whatever, Doug. I don't give a shit.
Good luck with your records.
So on Hinge, you have to like, they're trying to be like cute about it. So your profile has pictures and then you have to like you get questions.
Oh.
So my questions are, weirdest gift I have given or received, I said an Easter dinner via the mail.
Yes. Oh, I love this story. Yeah.
My aunt sent me an Easter dinner, which is wild.
So gross.
It's so wild. She's she's a magical person. Yeah. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Most spontaneous thing I've done, I said got married.
I also love this. That actually, when you talked about getting married and then getting divorced, like it was no big, I was like, I wish I had your marriage story. Because I'm like, I had a big wedding and now it's embarrassing. But
I don't think it's embarrassing to have had a big wedding.
No.
Because there's like a couple of our friends who are now divorced.
Exactly.
Who had big weddings and stuff.
It happens.
I think divorce has such a weird stigma to it because if it's not working, why would you stay in it?
Yeah.
And divorce is a means to an end of something that's not working.
Yeah. I do feel like I had some flower girls that were all young and I'm like, well, I taught them the lesson that you can have a big wedding and then you just change your mind.
And then you change your mind.
Yeah,
it's like you, it's like throwing a sweet 16.
Exactly.
You're not going to be mad that you had the party.
Yeah.
You had it. You invited your friends.
Right.
They gave you presents.
Yeah.
You got married. You had a big party. The people bought you presents and then you split up the present.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
And we had like one of those honeymoon funds, but we spent it all on couples counseling.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So we learned a lot. Yeah.
I think that is the better meaning of a honey fun, like a honeymoon fun.
Yeah.
It's like our honeymoon is us being happy.
Yeah.
And however you fucking spend it is how you spend it.
Right.
The last question I have on Hinge is what I wanted to be when I grew up. My answer is a bus driver or a mechanic. And I'm like, why does no one ask me about that? I think that's interesting.
No, it is interesting.
When I was little,
You wanted to be a bus driver?
Wanted to be a bus driver very badly. Or a mechanic. I like cars. And then when I was little, my dad, I guess this was his way of connecting with me. Like, I loved April. April Consumer Reports releases a car edition where they go through every make and model sold in America, and they rate it, and they tell you if it's reliable.
Yeah.
And then they do used cars as well, and, like, stuff like that. So then my dad would, every April, he'd be like, Nicole is here. And then he'd like give it to me. And then I'd like comb through it. And then I'd be like, Dad, did you know the Ford Mustang is not reliable?
Oh my God, you're and, so sweet.
Just very annoying. And then he would let me play a game in the car where he would point at a car and I would tell him the make and model.
Oh my God.
And then he also liked to point out, because I guess he was like, all right, so she doesn't really like, she likes Barbies and stuff, but then she also likes cars.
Yeah.
She doesn't love sports, but like she likes garbage trucks. So he would point out women doing non-traditional jobs. Like if he ever saw a female construction worker, he'd be like, Nicole, look.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, Dad, I'll be a construction worker.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
I think he like, he used to do like little things.
Yeah,
like
to
that.
Try to bond. Yeah.
But then I got older, then he was like, I don't understand any of your choices.
Right.
But I mean, it's not for him to understand.
No,
it's my life, Dutty.
Yeah, it's your life. It's who you are.
Yeah. Okay. So are you a serial? Well, you're not dating anyone now.
No.
But like in high school and like growing up, were you always in relationships?
No, I very much like lived in, I desperately wanted it. But I think also even like, okay, in fourth grade, I was like, was the first time I like fell in love with someone in, you know, or fell into like deep, heavy attachment. And then he changed his mind and liked another girl. And I tried to win him back like over and over and over again. So I would like hold and I would repeat. I actually still repeat that pattern. Like if someone's into me and then they're not into me, I like wait or like try to like see if they'll come back.
I mean, that's how I am. I'm very persistent.
Yeah.
Like if you show me a flicker of hope,
yeah,
I'm like, well, it was there.
Yeah.
I can make it happen again.
Yeah.
But I just had an incident where I dropped someone I was working with and that person has been so persistent in us working together again.
It's bad.
That I was like, oh,
yeah,
this might be what I'm doing to these men.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's not
it doesn't
okay
work.
And it's not
okay.
good and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe since I'm doing something that I don't like, I need to change how I approach men.
Yes, absolutely. It's to me, it's like I've had to learn, like in my family, we never learned boundaries.
Mm.
You ever have boundaries? Maybe you did. I didn't.
If you talk to Marcy Giroux, she says, I don't know what a boundary is.
Yeah, like I'm just learning. Like that was just not in my family. And then with a guy rejecting me, like that's a boundary. Like they're not into it. And I have to go, yeah, they're not into it. Like,
but it is like very hard to be like, especially when you were dating someone and then they decide they don't like you and you're like,
God. Yeah.
Well, I need to figure out why.
Yeah.
Which is honestly the premise of this podcast.
I know.
Yes, I ran out of gentlemen rather early who agreed to, who would agree to be interviewed.
Yeah.
But like, it is gratifying to like ask someone and then have them like blink at you and think about it and like spit out something kind of honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, yeah. So, oh, so back to being in having relationships, like I feel like I would just get these really intense, intense crushes and then just like live in my little world and like write poetry about them or write songs.
Oh my God, you wrote poetry about these men?
Oh yeah, yeah. I would and love letters. Like I'm still like a not that long ago, maybe like a couple years ago, I wrote a very intense love letter to someone.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I think I've written maybe two love letters in my life.
Yeah.
One was in, like, I think middle school to this very tall man who is, like, so hot. Also, I used to, like, hit on my teachers. Because I guess I don't know what boundaries are.
Yeah, boundaries, yeah.
But we had this little short substitute teacher who I guess I was like, I don't know, he's shorter than me. I can treat him however I want.
Yeah.
Which is like not okay.
How old was he? Do you remember?
In his 30s.
That's what's wild too is that teachers were young. Like like sometimes they were young. And that's weird. Yes, like if you were in high school and then like someone was in their 20s. It's kind of weird.
It is weird because then sometimes in high school you're dating like a 20-year-old kid in college or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's like this 20-year-old's teaching in the school. Yeah. What was his name? I cannot remember. Me and my friend went to the soccer game that he was coaching and he was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, weird.
Right.
Don't show up to other places.
Right.
Because how do you know where he is? You're not supposed to know that.
Yeah.
But I like was in love with him and he was so tiny. And then like at one point, I think he was just like, Nicole, you can't just like hang out in my classroom. And I was like, but why? And he's like, because it's not appropriate. I'm like, but why? And also I was like, I think I just had so many hormones raging as a youth. Just like, because I know I think I have more testosterone. I think that's what I was told.
Oh.
I don't know. I went to the gynecologist and at one point they said something that led me to believe that I was a hermaphrodite. And then I went back and she's like, that's not what I said. And I was like, okay. So like I leapt to a conclusion and she was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think she just said I had more testosterone. Right. So I'm like more aggressive.
Normal. Yeah. Yeah.
I love just leaping to a conclusion. And then I like sometimes will leap to conclusions about dating in general, like up late at night being like, I guess the conclusion is I'm unlovable.
Oh,
that's it. That's what it is. I'm an unlovable person. And then I'll get very sad. And then I also have ADHD. So like after like 10 minutes of that, I'm like, what was I thinking about? I guess I'll write a joke. I don't know. Right. But what was it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's been whenever I don't take my medicine, I'm like, oof, you lived like this for so long.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. The way my brain works is very exhausting. It's like the way I write jokes is not it's not the easiest way to write a joke. And it takes me so long to get a joke done. It's everything I do, writing, making an outline, anything I have to do creatively takes so much longer because my brain just doesn't work the same way as everybody else's.
Right.
It's exhausting.
That sounds exhausting.
Okay, Fiona.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I ask all my guests except for Carl Tart because I forgot. Would you date me?
Yeah, of course.
Yes!
I would. Of course I would. The reason I know this is because I listen, again, I listen to your podcast, and anytime you've brought up Will Hines, I'm jealous. I go, no, I could be her Will
Hines. I love Will Hines, and Will Hines will not love me back.
I know, but like... Okay, I'm not gonna shit on Will Hines, but no, I 100% would date you. My only fear would be that you are so bright and shiny and wonderful that I would disappear.
Oh no,
which is a thing I have to be careful about in relationships because I will become like a ghost.
Like a little shadow where you fade away.
Yeah, I would. But I do think, like, you know, I think we might actually balance each other out in a nice way. I think you would be like, yeah, let's get wild. Let's go party. And then sometimes I would be like, let's stay in and read books and drink tea. And so it might be nice. But I do. Yeah, I would fear that I would be like a very low status person in our relationship and not at own. And it, that wouldn't have been your fault. but I would be like, I'll just let her shine brightly. And so I would have to watch
Fair.
That.
Yeah. I think we'd have fun together.
I think we would have fun together.
I do think I need someone to balance me out.
Yeah.
Like when I first started doing improv, Gabrus was my improv crush. I would like watch him on stage and I'd be like, oh my God.
He's great.
Only I could wrap my lips around that dick.
Yeah.
Tiffany, I say that with respect if you're listening, his wife.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh my God, him.
Yeah.
But then like as I got to know him, I was like, we would have never worked.
Yeah. You're like two burning comets.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Like we would just like we would it would be the loudest apartment.
Yeah.
It would be the loudest situation. People would be like, they can't come here together.
Yeah.
And it's like, but they're dating.
Yeah.
So I think I need to find, I think I need someone to even me out. But then also, I don't know. I'm very much at a place where, like, I don't know what I want. I thought I did.
Right.
I thought I wanted a relationship.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't want to do the work. I'm going to be in Montreal next week, and I have my period now, so I was like, I'm going to fuck!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there'll be and a lot
like,
of...
I think I just need that. I think I just need to fuck somebody.
Yeah. Well, maybe you will. Maybe, like, do Canadians go watch the festival? Are you going for the festival?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For just for laughs.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could fuck a comedian or you could fuck someone going to the show.
Ugh, there's no chuckle fuckers for ladies.
I know, it's true, right?
There's none.
Or maybe you go to like a woodsy bar and it's not rural there, is it? But but like, and then meet some like lumberjack Canadian.
I mean, that would be ideal.
Or a hockey player. Yeah.
I would love to meet a hockey player with, like, most of his teeth. If he doesn't have a couple, I'm okay with it.
There's some that, they have those good mouth guards.
Do they?
I don't know. They're cute. There are cute hockey players.
There's such cute hockey players.
And they have teeth.
But I feel like hockey players can just, like, pick up whatever woman they want. I don't know. Okay. I'll just tweet about it. I'll be like, I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know where to go in Montreal. I'll tweet about it.
Yeah.
I need to know where the single man's is.
Yeah.
And I need to go to there.
Yes.
And I have a friend going. Her boyfriend's not coming. Or no, her boyfriend will be there. So maybe they'll just hang out together and I'll just go out by myself.
Yeah.
That's another thing I don't like to do. I don't like to go out by myself.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah. And then like, you're like, I'm the lady by myself and I have to like strike up a conversation with somebody. And what if they're like, hey, you dumb lady by yourself. Are you a loser? And then you're like in your head and then you're like, but I'm not a loser.
Do you ever go with like a girlfriend? Like, and we're like, we're going out tonight.
Last time I tried to do that, me and Allison Rich.
Oh, yeah. That's
decided
fun.
To go out.
Yeah.
I went to her house. We picked a bar. We drank like half a bottle of vodka. And then it turned like 3 hours later. And we're like, I don't know why we're both single.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
the hard part.
And then we never made it out.
Yeah. If you're hanging out with a cool woman, then sometimes you guys just go, let's just hang out with each other.
Let's just talk. Let's just have a time here.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Well, our time here has ended.
Oh.
Fiona, do you have anything you want to promote?
You know, I would say Twitter, but it's so sad these days. But I will maybe my Instagram.
Yes, tell them.
Yeah, it's my name. It's Fiona Landers. Mm-hmm, you get a sometimes just a weird dance video, sometimes a photo, sometimes an earnest post. I don't know. I don't know. And if you're in Edinburgh, by any chance, I'm doing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. But, you know, that's like who's going to Scotland. Maybe.
And then you do, how many shows do you do while you're there? So many.
So many, yeah.
Do you do like 30 shows
in the month? Yeah, something like that, yeah. It's a show a night, yeah.
I feel like that festival is to make you or break you, to be like, do you really want to perform?
I know.
Like, do you absolutely want to do it?
Yeah.
Well.
So we'll see what happens.
I think you'll do great. Thank you so much for being here and
being
on my podcast.
Thank you so much.
Okay. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me and you're curious to know where my Tinder photos are, you can go to my Facebook page. It is Nicole Byer Comedy on Facebook and they're posted there. And then if you like the podcast, go to iTunes, subscribe, rate it 5 stars. If you hit on me or say something incredibly vulgar and nasty, I will read it. This person's name is Sriracha Mayo Man. And it says, Nicole, I love you so much that I want to squirt my mayonnaise on your chocolate hamburger. Lick it off. hamburger emoji squirt heart. How gross.
He loves his mayo.
Love it. I'm very much here for it. Don't send me a dick pic. I don't need it. Thank you. Toodaloo.
This has been A Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.